The U.S. Forest Service is on a tour through Southeast Alaska and Anchorage to talk about the prospect of building new roads in wilder parts of the Tongass National Forest. The controversial initiative, which was announced in August, is up against a November deadline. Last week, the Forest Service held its first public meeting in Juneau. Elizabeth Jenkins with Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
The Forest Service wasn't taking any formal public comment from the crowd of more than 50 people. Instead, there were maps stuck to the wall with blue scotch tape to spur discussion. After some presentations from the Forest Service, the floor was opened up for a roughly 40-minute Q&A. In 2016, a Forest Service plan for the Tongass included moving away from old-growth logging. It was created with years of community input from people on both sides of the aisle, including conservation groups and the timber industry. Meredith Trainer, the director of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, wondered how the possibility of new road building in the Tongass would alter previous plans, like the one from 2016.
And in that case, that does take that process and kind of toss it out, right, this community process that we had.
I would disagree with that.
But the prospect of new road building wasn't on the table then. It's not for most national forests in the United States. Alaska has been fighting this for decades, and this latest attempt to greenlight new roads in the Tongass could potentially change that earlier management decision. Some in the audience question whether that seemed like a good idea.
You know, it's a guaranteed slippery slope.
Bart Kohler says he pretty much came out of retirement to make that point. He used to work for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council during the heyday of large-scale industrial logging. During his career, he says he saw some positive changes in the way the Tongass was managed, the roadless rule being one of them. Kohler says he's upset with how the Forest Service is conducting its current reevaluation.
This meeting format's a bunch of BS, you know, just a pile of bear scat. Because you come, you're interested, you want to say something, and none of these discussions are being recorded.
Kohler did get his questions in, though, and he's going to submit a written comment by October 15th when the deadline closes. A lot of people attending the Juneau meeting wore green stickers that said, "Keep roadless in the Tongass." Eric Nichols from Alcan Forest Products in Ketchikan wasn't one of them.
I'd been up looking at timber in other places, so Juneau was a stopover because of the plane schedule.
Nichols acknowledged there didn't seem to be much representation from industry in the room. But he says these issues extend beyond Juneau, to small communities where people are still employed by logging. It's estimated there are a few hundred timber jobs left. However, Nichols doesn't think that'll be the case for long if there isn't easier access to trees.
We've lost the balance. The balance is just totally off the scale. We've got everything in protection and conservation, but nothing, very little into what's going to generate economic activities.
The next Forest Service meeting on road building in the Tongass will be in Ketchikan on September 17th. The governor's office still needs to appoint a 13-person advisory committee to help inform the decision. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.